Saudi Arabia remains very pro-American, but cannot defend Washington's indifference to the plight of the Palestinians. So says the de facto Saudi ruler, Crown Prince Abdullah. Abdullah gave an interview in Riyadh to the Washington Post and the New York Times. Steve Cole, the managing editor of the Washington Post, was one of the interviewers, and he joins us from Riyadh. Mr. Cole, can you first give us a bit of context here? Crown Prince Abdullah has been described in some quarters as being less than friendly to the United States. I guess he wanted to dispel that idea in this interview.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. He has had a reputation for being cooler toward America than King Fahd, who was incapacitated by illness a few years ago. Rather than being sort of explicitly cool toward America, in truth, the Crown Prince has mostly been silent. He's been unavailable. He hasn't given many interviews. He hasn't been much of a presence outside of the channels he maintains with U.S. government officials.
In his interview with the Post and the New York Times, the Crown Prince very clearly raised the subject of the Palestinians. Well, what was the point he was making?
He spoke mostly from a sense of personal conviction that the violence in Israel was unsustainable, and he felt that it was incumbent upon the United States to take more action than it has to bring it to an end.
You and the others asked him about Osama bin Laden and the participation of Saudis in the attacks of September 11th. He wasn't evasive on that score. He didn't deny that there were a lot of Saudis involved, certainly.
No, I think one of his purposes in granting the interview was to make a public and unequivocal statement acknowledging that 15 Saudis had participated in the September 11th attacks. For months previously, there had been quite a lot of public skepticism voiced by Saudi officials about the evidence that these were truly Saudi citizens. And I think the government here came to understand that this seeming lack of conviction about the basic facts was polluting their relationship with the United States. The Crown Prince said that he thought bin Laden had recruited Saudis for the attacks specifically to drive a wedge between the kingdom and the United States.
He spoke of him as a deviant, but he compared him to Timothy McVeigh, saying there are deviants in all societies.
He did. This is also a line that the Saudis have offered a number of times over the last few months. They are anxious to draw a sharp distinction between the violent radicalism that bin Laden and his followers espouse and what they would characterize as the more moderate and essentially peaceful Islam that is central to the political culture of the kingdom.
Obviously, this was an interview whose intended audience was American newspaper readers, readers of the New York Times and the Washington Post. Are these sentiments that Crown Prince Abdullah is likely to be quoted as expressing in Saudi media as well? Will people there read what he told you and the New York Times?
You may see an echo of the interview in the Saudi press, but it's a good question because there has been a notable absence of forceful public speech by Saudi leaders since September 11th about the kinds of issues that the Crown Prince discussed with us. And whether the Crown Prince and his colleagues in government believe that they can or should speak out to the Saudi public about bin Laden, the events of September 11th, their consequences for U.S.-Saudi relations, and so on, is something that will be interesting to watch over the next several months.
Well, Steve Cole, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Steve Cole is the managing editor of the Washington Post. He spoke to us from Riyadh, where he interviewed Crown Prince Abdullah of Saudi Arabia.